You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Newly elected national leader Christopher Luxon has been open in the media about his pro-life status regarding abortion and stated on Checkpoint that it's not a big issue. Last year, an amendment to the New Zealand Abortion Legislation Act decriminalised abortion in Aotearoa. Despite this amendment, an immediate release from ALRANZ Abortion Rights Aotearoa, they noted that this viewpoint can still be a problem for other New Zealanders. ALRANZ member Alice Shepherd spoke with Charlie about how politicians with pro-life views can still be effective on New Zealand citizens.
So what's the main concern around Luxon's viewpoint?
The main concern for us is that his viewpoint is so far out of step with the rest of New Zealand. So Luxon has said that he is pro-life, that he believes abortion is murder, and that he voted no on the first reading of the safe areas. So that kind of raises two issues. The first one is the fact that he's pro-life and believes abortion is murderous, so believes that people seeking abortion care are murderers and people providing abortion care are murderers. That's a really extreme viewpoint that's out of line of the kind of 70% of New Zealanders that were in favour of legalisation last year. The second concern we have is regarding his position on the Safe Areas Amendment Bill, which is coming up for its second reading soon. So he voted no at the first reading. And what we're worried about is that regardless of his views on abortion, he still thinks it's okay for women and pregnant people to be harassed when they're seeking abortion care. So those are our two main concerns, that he's extreme in his views, which are out of line with New Zealanders, and that his voting record shows that his views are directly influencing and harming women seeking abortion care.
So do you think that his viewpoint may come into play in the second reading of the Safe Areas Act?
We were really pleased to see that he said News Hub, possibly. He said last week that while he voted no on the first reading, he was going to vote yes on the second reading. So we were pleased to see that, and we are just hoping that he will use that his position as the leader of his party to inspire other members of his caucus to vote the same way, given that the National Party had quite a few caucus members that voted no at the first reading. So we were really concerned to see how far right Luxon was and how out of step he was with the majority of New Zealanders who supported reform. So it's very reassuring to think that he is going to vote yes at the second reading of the Safe Areas Amendment Bill, but it is still quite concerning to have someone who believes that people accessing abortion care and people providing abortion care are murderers.
Do you think as well with the deputy leader now being Nicola Willis, who has sort of publicly stated she's pro-choice, do you think that will affect the voting as well?
It's hard to predict. Nicola Willis has been very pro-choice and has been very supportive both of legalisation and safe areas, and we recommend her for that. But at the end of the day, Luxon is the leader of the party, and he's in a greater position, we think, to influence votes and support for safe areas.
So what will ALRNZ Abortion Rights Aotearoa be doing to sort of monitor the situation and help the situation if it progresses in a negative way?
Well, the day Luxon was elected leader of the National Party, ORANZ put out a statement highlighting his anti-choice views and his position on abortion, which we think put the heat on Luxon. He was asked about it in several interviews, which is where he came out with, I believe abortion is murder. And he's, because of that pressure, said he'd vote yes on the second reading. So I think that's an important element, that ORANZ are publicising his views and putting public pressure on him to reconsider. In terms of the upcoming Safe Areas Bill, ORANZ is submitted on the bill and we are lobbying for its passage. So we will monitor to make sure that he does vote yes on the second reading, and we will hopefully see more MPs in his caucus also vote yes and follow his leadership.
So his views are sort of setting the precedent for what the National Party could be showing despite like acknowledging the act should go through.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he's the leader of the party. He's in a great position of influence over his caucus members. He does set the precedent, his vote, even though it's a conscience vote. They're not whipping on the vote, is my understanding. His as a Christian man, his ability to stand up and say, this is what I believe. I don't think women and pregnant people should be harassed when they're accessing abortion care, would hopefully inspire other members of his caucus. And if the two both him and Nicola Willis, the leader and the deputy leader of the National Party, are voting for it. Hopefully other members of the National Party will see that that's an acceptable path to take as well.
Could you say this would go beyond the caucus as well? Like, it might extend to public views and maybe National supporters?
We think, yes, I mean, that's great. If he can also get National Party supporters kind of on board, that's awesome. But I just note that his views are out of step with the majority of New Zealanders, even National Party supporters. So in the legalisation debate, we're kind of sitting at roughly 70% of New Zealanders favoured decriminalisation. So his views are already out of step with the majority of New Zealanders. I'm not aware if there's been a poll done on support for the Safe Areas Bill, but I'd imagine regardless of your views on the procedure, it's unfair for women and pregnant people to be harassed outside of clinics. So I think that his role in terms of influencing the public is probably to a lesser extent, because the public's already influenced his position on this by putting pressure on him to clarify his pro-life views and also clarify his vote on the second reading of this bill.
Just because you mentioned the harassment of people who do choose to go through an abortion, do you think that's lessened since the decriminalisation has been made?
It is hard to say, because obviously, you know, it's in this COVID era and it's been through lockdown, and the bill was passed in last March, so it's only been about 18 months or so. I would say ORANZ has not seen a notable decrease in harassment, and we are worried that harassment is going to be the pro-life's tactic of choice to influence accessibility to abortion care now that they no longer have the law to rely on.
So what can people do to make sure it's a safer space for people who want to seek out these health options?
The easiest one would be to know your local MP's position on the Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill. So you can see that based on whether they voted yes at the bill on the first reading. And then email or somehow contact your MP and lobby for them to pass it. So public submissions on the bill, I think, are closed, but you can email your MP, contact your MP, and ask that they vote yes at the second reading and pass the bill into law so that you have those protection areas so people are not harassed while they're seeking abortion care.
That was ALRANZ Abortion Rights Aotearoa's member Alice Shepherd speaking with Charlie about Christopher Luxon's pro-life stance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.